it comes to the presidential campaign, it's been a relatively quiet season in our area, but the presidential candidates are lobbying and lobbying fierce attacks in the swing states. Voters are listening, and it's affecting their mood. Jennifer Erickson is a nurse from Cass County, a rural area in southwestern Iowa. She says in 2008 she voted for Barack Obama, but this time around she's undecided.
Either way, the middle class is going to lose because you got one, the president now I feel is more for the lower class, poor, those that are don't have anything. And to me, they're not even trying to get anything. And then you've got Mitt Romney, who is for the ultra-rich, and then we're still stuck.
WNYC's Anna Sale has been talking to voters during a swing state road trip for our politics website, itsafreecountry.org. Good morning, Anna.
Hi.
So, Anna, you know, we talked to you last after you spoke to Colorado voters. What did you hear from voters in Iowa?
Well, there's disappointment in President Obama in both states of which went for Obama 4 years ago, of course. But in Iowa, voters have less of a sense of what they were going to do about it. Governor Mitt Romney hasn't won them over, and not voting was not something they're contemplating. So Republicans are trying to exploit that sense of disappointment in the president. There was a Republican National Committee ad running in swing states, including Iowa. It shows unemployment statistics under Obama, and its tagline at the end says, "He tried, you tried, it's okay to make a change." That's very Iowa, the Republican state chairman told me. So polls in Iowa have been split right down the middle. And so the real challenge for Romney at this point is to make himself a comfortable alternative to Obama. And according to the voters I talked to, he hasn't done that yet. I heard things like, "I don't trust him," along with mentioning his wealth.
Well, you know, while you were in Iowa, we also started to hear more about the impact of the drought in the Midwest. Were voters there talking about it?
Well, they were, but that was part of the paradox. So you got radio updates talking about the rising percentage of the corn crop that was in bad shape and the forecast just calling for more hot and sunny weather, and farmers couldn't do anything about it. But when I asked farmers about it, you know, they mentioned that things have been relatively good the last couple of years. I mean, there were a few that talked about the decline over time in these rural areas. But then I met a farmer named Mark Boswell, who's in from Adams County, Iowa. He calls himself a liberal and said social programs are important to him. He said he's planning to vote for the president again. And this is what he said when I asked him about farming in the area.
Agriculture is probably the bright spot of the economy right now. We're kind of in a drought right now, but it's really been good the last 3 or 4 years. Okay. They're actually letting us make some money. And back in the 80s and early 90s, it was not that way.
So after Iowa, you went to Wisconsin, where President Obama is leading in the polls. That's even while Republican Governor Scott Walker held off a recall effort last month. What's the mood there after all the political battles over unions there?
You know, I was surprised that I didn't find more cynicism there. I traveled to Madison expecting to find a lot of young people and activists who kind of lost their fire after losing the recall. But there was markedly less apathy in Wisconsin than I found in Colorado and Iowa, even though there's been just this constant stream of negative campaign ads nearly all year. I asked a guy named Dan Ducreux about this. He's a historical preservationist at the university who protested the labor changes. And he said even after all the back and forth, you know, things are feeling back to normal, which he said in Madison means laid back, but everybody's ready for the next election.
People don't really get excited about too much except politics, it seems, and the Badgers. That's about it.
At the University of Wisconsin Badgers, of course. After Walker avoided a recall, lots of Republicans were predicting victory in Wisconsin. But you're finding maybe that was a little premature?
Yeah, and I think that's because, you know, Wisconsin leads states in turnout, and that enthusiasm doesn't seem to be flagging. So, and again, I remember in those recall exit polls, people were coming out having voted to keep Governor Scott Walker. And then a majority of voters still said they plan to vote for Obama. So I talked to a political scientist about this, and he said, you know, about the only thing Governor Scott Walker and President Barack Obama have in common is that they're incumbents. And so maybe it's just that voters didn't think about throwing out the executive midstream made sense.
And Anna, where do you head off to next?
Today I'm making my way down to Ohio, the big kahuna of swing state, of course.
All right. Thanks so much, Anna.
Thank you.
And you can follow Anna on her swing state road trip on Twitter at Anna Sale or hashtag Anna Swings. And of course, on our political website, itsafreecountry.org. You can also hear more about the voters she's been meeting on the Brian Lehrer Show this morning at 10.